Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And the Lord told him it flowed with milk and honey, and he was right about that. Why wouldn't you think he was right about the rest of it? Huh? They'd never seen it before. And they said, it's absolutely true what he told us. It is a land that flows with milk and honey. Here's the fruit. Look at this bunch of grapes. And that was just what we could haul back. Nevertheless, what does that mean? But. What? Now, they're not using the exact words, but what are they about to say? What they're saying is what God said about it being a good land is true. But about it being ours and us taking it, not true. We can't. It ain't true. And that is evil in the eyes of the Lord. Because you are in essence calling God a liar. And many have not realized it, but they've called God a liar concerning their healing. They've called God a liar concerning them being filled with the Spirit. Because they said it ain't for us. It ain't for everybody. It ain't for me. They've called God a liar about prosperity and said, nah, it ain't for everybody. It's not for me. When it is. How many know God's right about everything? He's right about it being good. He's also right about it being yours. Say it out loud. It's good. And it's mine. If they'd have just believed the next part. But they didn't. They said, nevertheless, but the people be strong that dwell in the land. Well, he never said they weren't. And the cities are walled and very great. And we saw the children of Anak there, giants. He didn't say they weren't there. The Amalekites dwell in the land in the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they're big and they're hairy and they're ugly and they're mean. And that, to them, that means it's not ours. It's theirs. And it's going to stay theirs. Because ain't nobody going to take it from them. Much less us. See, there are many people that believe, oh, healing is real. God does heal. He can heal. But it's not for me, I guess. Same thing. Well, I guess prosperity, you know, I know God could make you rich. I know God could prosper you. I know He could. I know God could meet your needs. But apparently it's just not His will to do that for me. And I don't know why, but it's just whatever His will is. No. No. It is His will. For you. That's not the question. Never has been the issue. The issue is, do you have enough faith to take it? Amen. Do you have enough courage and confidence to possess it? Because it takes faith to get up and strap on your weapons and go face giants. Come on now. It takes faith. Well, I just don't like confrontation. It just bothers me. I just can't deal with it. Well, then just do without. Be weak. You got to be a man. Got to be a woman of God. Come on now, y'all help me out here. You got to stir yourself up. You got to be strong. You got to show up for it. Think about our champions of faith. Think about young David. Think about him. A boy with a slingshot. That's why he's in the Bible. God loves this kind of thing. This blesses him. God was excited when little David said, I'll go fight him. God said, that's my boy. That's my boy. He said, you come to me with a sword and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. I'm going to give your head to the birds and all your buddies too. He's about this big. Slingshot. God said, that's just what I need. That's all I need. He went out there, woo, 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 and God pushed the stone a little bit. It's like he was shot with a rifle. But how many know it takes courage? The rest of the big strong men hiding, quivering in the ditches. Aren't they? Chicken. What if we die? The Lord tears is coming. We all going to die. Dying is not the worst thing that can happen to you. Living scared is. I would much rather die glorifying God than live longer being scared and wimpy and weak and being disgraced to the kingdom. Everybody dies. No. God is a God of courage. He's a God of strength. He's a God of confidence. He's a God of faith. And he glories over those of his that'll rise up in his name and say, I know the obstacles seem insurmountable. I know it looks impossible on every front. But if you said it's mine, then it's mine. And here I come. Here I come. And I'll be here and I'll knock till it opens up and I'll stand till it changes and I'll persist until it's here. Because if you said it's mine, it's mine. They said, we can't do it. We can't do it. That was a lie. Oh, but there was a couple of guys in the camp. Couple of guys that had gone into the land. Verse 30, are you there? Oh, this excites me right here. Caleb stilled the people. What does that mean? They're all crying. They're all carried on. He said, shh, hush, hush. Took him a while. Because once criers get to going, he said, hush, hush. Quit your crying. Shush. Listen. Let us go up at once. Let us go up right now, one translation said. For we are well able to overcome it.
Amen.
Listen to another translation of that. He said, let us certainly go up, and we have possessed it, for we are thoroughly able for it. One says, let us go up boldly and possess it. We are well able to do it. One said, we should go up and take that land for ourselves. We can easily take that land. This is faith. I said, this is faith. This pleases God. Somebody said out loud, I am well able to take my healing. I am well able to take my prosperity. I can take it. I am well able by the Spirit of the Lord. I can take it. I can take it. I can get it. I'm well able to get it. They said, we're not able. We're not able to go up against the people. They're stronger than us. And they brought up an evil report. And they said, we saw the giants, verse 33. Ooh, the giants, sons of Anak. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. And it was not true. I said, it was not true. They were as grasshoppers in their own sight. But the people of the land were afraid of them. You read other scriptures, they told them. You remember Rahab said when the exodus started going in, she said, the people's hearts are melting because of you. They have heard everything God did in Egypt. They heard about, they were scared. They were ready to run. The giants too. I don't care how big they are. God's bigger. I don't care how much money it is. God's richer. God's stronger. But somebody's got to show up. God doesn't just make it fall on you. Verse 6, Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were with them and searched the land, they rent their clothes. What does that mean? They tore their clothes. Why? These people are driving them batty. Aren't they? They're excited about going in and getting their land. They just got through seeing it. They've been talking around the campfire. Joshua said, I'm going to build my house over there. Caleb said, yeah, and that big vineyard in that mountain, that's mine, baby. That's mine. That's mine. That's Caleb Town right there. He said, I got you, man. That's good. That's good. And Joshuaville is right over there. They are pumped. They're excited. Can you hear? Caleb said, shut up, shut up. Hush. Let's go get it right now. I'm ready. Let's go. Who's going with me? Let's go get it. And they cried and they whined. And they said, it just must not be the Lord's will. He's going to kill us all out in the desert here. And we don't know why, but we just don't understand his mysterious ways. And it's just so hard. It's just so hard. So hard. And after several minutes of that, Joshua and Caleb got to ripping their clothes. They went, oh, God, deliver me from this bunch. I want to go get my land. Let's come on. Let's go get the land. And they cried and they whined. They said, the land we went through to possess it is an exceeding good land. And if the Lord delight in us, like he said he did, he will bring us into the land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. And they would not do it. And the 10 spies that kept lying about what God said, they died then. And the rest of them wandered around out there in the desert for 40 years, not because it was the will of God, because they just did not have faith to possess it. But glory to God, that next generation was fed up with sand and was thankful for the manna, but wanted something else for a change. And I mean, when the last unbelievers died out, Joshua and Caleb still alive, only ones. How many know your faith will cause you to outlast everybody else? Got up. And they went in and they put their armor on and they took the land. It didn't just fall on them. They had to stand. They had to march around the wall 7 times. They had to fight and they had to regroup and fight some more. And didn't all happen in 2 weeks. But they had to keep on, and they kept taking it and possessing it and taking it. And they entered in and they lived in the land that flowed with milk and honey. And they enjoyed the houses and the orchards and the vineyards. Come on. They enjoyed the riches of the blessing of God because they had the faith to possess it. Stand up on your feet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Possessing Your Possessions, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303F. That's R1303F, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.